How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this?
Mm.
How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW, 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much. Welcome, folks. It is the Ray Program. Glad to have you on board. 844-729-7469 if you have a pressing money type question. Otherwise, shoot me an email. I will get back to you personally. I do every single one, at least try to. RayLucia.com, RayLucia.com. Some very interesting emails, which we will attempt to get to a little bit later on in the program. We also have a business spotlight featuring Susan Rowan, who actually is a very, very bright woman. She's a public speaker, and she does this stuff for a living. What is this stuff? Networking, helping you to do a better job of networking. So that's all coming up here a little bit later on in the program. But we start today with this. Are you going to be a super centenarian? Not a centurion, okay? That's somebody that guards the castle, you know, with the swords and all that stuff. Not one of those guys. A super centenarian. That is someone who actually lives until the ripe old age of 110 or beyond. And more people are. So sit back, folks. Relax. It is the Ray Program helping you to make better money moves. Although we can't all expect to live to 110, that's pretty obvious. We're certainly living longer than ever before. According to the National Institute on Aging, there are more than 40 million people in the U.S. older than 65, about 13% of the total population. But here's what they say. In 50 years' time, it's estimated that more than 1 million of us will reach the ripe old age of 100. And you know, it could accelerate even faster than that. I've read reports on this program that says for every 3 years that you're living, you get to add one extra year to your longevity. And you might recall a month or two ago, we talked about Japanese babies born today with a potential life expectancy of 107. So there is no question that longevity can either be a blessing or it can be a curse. A recent BMO Wealth Institute report reveals that 84% of Americans believe that health and medical costs will have the biggest financial impact on their senior years, and they expect to dole out an average of $5,822 annually on out-of-pocket medical costs after they turn 65. I believe that number is well understated. This is out-of-pocket. This isn't, you know, your Medicare premiums and all that stuff. This is what you're going to pay out-of-pocket. And it obviously is not taking into account long-term health care costs. And when you consider there's a 70% chance that an individual will need some kind of care throughout their retirement, 70% of couples, that's the stat that we're all living by, that becomes a major issue. And it's why we talk about it literally every week on this program. I don't understand, by the way, why it is virtually ignored by the investment, retirement, and financial planning community. I don't understand that, because healthcare costs, is that not a critical component in your financial plan? That what you spend on healthcare pre-retirement for health insurance and all that stuff, post-retirement for long-term care and all that stuff, Medicare premiums, MedSup policies, all of that. Isn't that an important factor? I would think so. If you're a financial planner, aren't you doing budgeting? And aren't you budgeting for these kinds of expenses? We will talk a little bit later on the program about the value add that a good advisor can bring to the table. Some new studies on that. There's ongoing studies, by the way, on all of that stuff. Normal aging, they go on, says, involves an ongoing physiological transformation. You think? And so what are some of the keys to longevity? First key, the body. Go figure that. The master key that unlocks every other door, longevity, odds are greatly influenced by your personal lifestyle choices. That is why I have given up carbohydrates. Ask an Italian. Worse yet, ask a Sicilian to give up carbs.
Forget about it.
It's hard. But I've done it now for 3 weeks. I've got one belt buckle. I've ratcheted down an extra belt buckle. That's good. Don't want my pants to fall down. Eat well, exercise, get enough sleep. Man, I wish I could figure that one out. And visit your doctor regularly. The second key, they go on to say, is the mind. Now, having a father with dementia, this has become even more critically personal and important to me. The fundamental key, living your best life depends on a healthy brain, which, fellas, pretty much eliminates you guys. The BMO Wealth Institute report found that Americans pondering living to 100 are most concerned with losing their mental abilities, followed by relying on others to take care of them and losing loved ones. All makes sense. Keep your brain active by honing your cognitive skills. You know, the crossword puzzles and all that stuff. Exercising, working, volunteering, keeping up with friends. This is one of the reasons why I've told you about this before. One of the pet peeves my wife says about me is I don't read socially. I don't read, you know, those novels and stuff like that. I'm sorry. It's boring to me for the most part. There are some of them that I've looked at, but I try to speed read them. But show me a white paper on longevity. Oh, I salivate. And what I'm finding out is because it's technical stuff and I kind of like that, it's probably helping to keep my brain active, which may mean I can keep doing this talk show for maybe as long as Paul Harvey did.
Yeah.
That'd be good. What a blessing that would be. That's the rest of the story. Thank you. He should have trademarked that like Michael Buffer did. Let's get ready to rumble. You know that? Oh, I got to pay Michael something now. Oh, well. The third key is social. The key to enjoying life. There is no denying it. 70 is the new 40. Come on. 70 is not the new 40. Although, I'm closer to 70 than I am 40. And I'm feeling more like 40 than 70. But I'm finding that one hard to believe. But let's go with it. Today, a senior wanderlust knows no boundaries when it comes to fulfilling dreams after raising a family and retiring from work. Consider spending more time on hobbies in retirement. Start a new part-time job. This is so important. Where in the book does it say retirement means vegging out and not doing any work? I think you will find when we get to the next key, the financial one, doing part-time work can make a lot of sense. What's the next key, fellas? Oh, financial. The key to success. The more money you've saved, the more comfortable you feel as you age. And since we never know when we'll fall ill, it's important to tie future health care costs into retirement savings. The BMO report found that 84% of Americans believe their largest expense in old age will be medical and health-related costs. Well, I got news for you. It's not just in old age. Have you checked to see what your medical insurance premiums are? I was looking at my wife's medical premium because I get the other one, the government plan. She doesn't yet. And it is substantial. Really, really substantial. So work with your financial advisor and keep healthcare costs in the forefront of your brain as you plan for becoming a potential centenarian. That's reaching the age of 100, or God willing, a super centenarian, 110 or beyond. We'll be back. It's The Ray Show.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Tiny Dancer is in the house. So, welcome back to the Ray Lucia program, 844-RAY-SHOW. A question for Lynn Rowe. Give her a buzz right now. I think she already has a buzz, but that's a different story. 844-729-7469. Emails to me, raylucia.com, raylucia.com. Hello there, Miss Rowe. How you doing?
I'm swell. How are you doing?
Swell is one of those words that's, nobody has used in 35 years.
It's a multi-purpose word. Think about it.
I was reading just the other day about all these words, you know, like 8-track.
Oh, yeah.
There's all kinds of words.
LP.
LP, yeah. Record.
Yeah.
Yeah, record.
CD.
CD, all that stuff. History. Yeah. Anyway. Listen, we've got a great program for today, and you happen to be a healthcare whiz kid, and I was talking about healthcare in particular during, and we're going to, the next hour of this program, for those that get all 2 hours, we're going to be speaking with Dale Bellis, who actually single-handedly may be solving the healthcare crisis in America. But
wonderful.
Until we get to Dale,
yeah.
You were taking issue with some of the numbers that I quoted.
Well, you know, some of the studies that I've read, Ray, and they're all in agreement that there's a problem looming ahead. How big is the problem is the conjecture. And so in some of the sources, and you gave me help with these acronyms, the EBRI is the...
That's the Employee Benefit Research Institute.
Thank you very much. According to them, elderly spend nearly 20% of their income on health care, Ray.
Yeah, that's a big number.
That's a huge number. But you have, but they're probably including the premiums in there, maybe. But you've got dental, you've got prescriptions that aren't covered on Medicare at all because they don't have a generic. You've got prescriptions where you've got the copay, you've got the copay at the doctor, you've got expenses over and above what your insurance pays for things like cancer treatments. I mean, people assume that if you have cancer, that it's all going to be covered. Well, it's not all going to be covered. So there are a lot of things like that. When you start adding those things up, gosh.
Can you talk about Medicare, Medicaid for just a moment?
Briefly.
Because a lot of people don't really get the fact that once you're on Medicare, your health care expenses don't go away.
No, they don't go away. Absolutely don't go away. As a matter of fact, what happens is your help from the insurance company is... sad. I recently looked at a bill for my brother, and there was a $700-$800 bill, and the doctor got something like $130 for that.
Oh, how much? 78?
Yeah, $700 and some odd, and it was $130. It was sad, and I thought, this is why a lot of the urgent cares don't even take Medicare. They can't afford it. They cannot afford it. So I think what we're going to start to see, perhaps, is the providers saying, I'll take Medicare, but you have to pay the difference.
Yeah. We've been talking a lot the last couple of weeks about how good advice can add what we call alpha mm-hmm. in the investment business. Mm. But really, a good financial planner, a really good best practices financial planner, needs to not only look at alpha in terms of the portfolio management mm-hmm. and the tax treatment, mm-hmm. and I'll get into some of that stuff. Perhaps you and I can talk about that because you know about it as a CFP. But to eliminate from the discussion, mm-hmm. as so many of them do, maybe it's because they don't know much about health care. I know I was fortunate. I had a big enough company that I can employ people that did. But why is it that has been kind of taboo as a discussion? And I'm not talking just about long-term
liability.
Care, which is a big one,
yeah.
but just health care costs in general.
Well, Ray, there's so many reasons for that. I mean, when you and I worked together in the financial planning world, we worked as a team. We had a team of advisors. We would bring in the CPA. We would bring in the attorney. We would bring in someone who had the expertise in certain areas of investing. Rather than trying to wear 65 hats and, you know, the old jack of all trades thing and you know, master of none. So from that standpoint, you've got financial planners who are trying to cover their backsides and be careful and not say anything they shouldn't say and disclose everything they should. In the meantime, now you've got a whole new field that they're just not educated in. Broker dealers don't even want to go there. They're afraid of it because there is a liability there. There's a huge liability. And it's because if you don't know what you don't know and you don't tell the client, you're in trouble.
Yeah, and I think that's a really, really important point. And as we've learned more about fiduciary rules mm-hmm. and fiduciary responsibilities, mm-hmm. we're hearing about that every day in the financial services field. But at what point are you breaching, if you're an advisor, at what point are you breaching your fiduciary duty if you don't have the expertise or have a referral source that has the expertise on health care,
yeah.
long-term care, and so forth?
You're in trouble. I mean, in this litigious society, I don't know of any at the moment, but I could see it happening. I could see clients saying, you know what? You advised me all those years for my finances, and you never brought up the subject of my medical needs, of my long-term care needs. Or I could see the families coming after somebody like that. So, yeah, there's a huge
Okay, so
gap.
Let me go through this because mm-hmm. this is just hot off the press.
Yep.
Russell Investments did their 2017 value of a fiduciary advisor. And they're coming up with more than, I'm quoting now, yeah. more than 4% per annum a best practices advisor is worth to you. Now, I know that sounds outrageous, but the Russell Company is a pretty big operation. Frank Russell, you know, those guys been around for a long, long, long time. Billions and billions of dollars under management. Here's what they have. They have at the A, B, A plus B plus C plus P plus T.
My goodness.
Comes up with the 4%. What's A? Annual rebalancing of investment portfolios. Weigh that one lightly because it's worth something, but it's not worth that much just between us girls. B, behavioral mistakes. Weigh that one heavily because how you respond in market conditions can dictate success or failure. C is cost of basic investment only management. So if all you did was investment only stuff, what is the value of that? P is planning costs, or the cost of providing a financial plan, updates, and your services. That's where what you're talking about mm-hmm. comes in. Mm-hmm. Many are leaving the P out of it. Mm-hmm. Don't go there, fellas. And T is tax awareness. A plus B plus C plus P plus T
wow.
adds up to more than 4%. Now, the advisor typically charges 1%, so you net about 3%, which ironically is the exact same number that Vanguard came up with. Vanguard, the cheap company, doing everything cheap, almost free, like going to Tijuana. They're the mutual fund company from TJ. Very inexpensive. And they're telling you, utilize an advisor, and you can put about 3% per year back in your pocket. Lynn Rowe is an advisor. She'll join me next segment as well. Stick around, Lynn, and stick around, y'all. We'll be back on The Ray Program.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, Jay, did I miss out? Have the rates gone up? The answer is no. Rates are still low, and it's a perfect time to refinance your home, especially if your mortgage rate is higher than 4.25%. If you'd like to lower your interest rate and save thousands of dollars in interest without starting over on a new 30-year loan, a Quicken Loans Yorgage is what you're looking for. With our exclusive Yorgage, you can choose a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year Yorgage is 3.25%, APR 3.75%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 4th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723. 6723.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
Do you want to dance with Lynn Rowe, certified financial planner? Glad to have you back with us, Lynn. So I went to Starbucks this morning.
Yeah.
I shouldn't give them a commercial. I usually don't. I usually go to McDonald's because I can get a large cup of coffee for a buck.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I like that. But I went to Starbucks this morning and I was shocked at how much a regular old cup of coffee costs.
Amazing.
And then they were trying to upsell me on all this foo-foo stuff. So what do I do when I'm doing my show prep? I get to the studio. And one of the first articles I come upon is Fran Kinnery, $106,000 for coffee?
Yeah.
And what she did is she went in and said, you know, if you spend $3.50 a day for a cup of coffee, it's $1,260 a year. At 6%, that's $106,000. Now, you and I talk about the fact that people just won't part with any money.
Yeah.
To take care of super important things. And I get the fact that some people claim that there are health benefits associated with drinking a cup of Joe. I got that.
I read an article this last weekend that said 4 cups of coffee, they have now measured it, extends your life.
There you go. Well,
I'm gonna start again.
Now you're going to spend $500,000 on coffee. Just inject me with it at 6 o'clock in the morning and I'll be fine throughout the rest of the day. Having said all of that,
yes.
You have got a tough job. You have got a very, very tough job, and I'll tell you why. I've got a little experience in this.
Yes.
I know people. Mm-hmm. I know people. I know money. And one thing that's very, very certain in my mind is people do not. Well, they'll part with money for a cup of Joe, but you talk to them about long-term health care, which I know is your specialty, and it's bad news. They don't want to talk to you.
Yeah.
I think they have a disease called procrastination.
It's also, the famous river. It's also denial because people don't want to think that they're...
Oh, I get it.
Yeah, yeah.
Denial. Okay, very good. Very good. It's like Denise and the nephew.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, I'm with you.
Forget about it.
So anyway, the point is that people do deny that they're going to get sick in their own minds, and it's very hard to transition them into the idea that it's going to happen. When's it going to happen? We don't know. How bad is it going to be? We don't know. But we know it's going to happen. I mean, you know, you're not just going to magically show up in heaven one day. That's not going to happen. You're going to have some trouble between now and then. And that trouble generally means that you're going to need some sort of care from another human being. And hopefully you're going to have good sense enough to do the kind of planning that enables your family to bring in a professional human being who is vetted, bonded, trained, licensed, and can do a good job of lifting you without hurting their back and without dropping you in the shower and so on. So you get the point. It's just important to, you know, do the planning and
now
get it
you
done.
You have, and I thank you for this, brought me in on a few consulting projects with business owners.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked about this, setting up medical expense reimbursement plans,
mm-hmm.
an important component. Doing a successorship planning with respect to companies and all that stuff. How important is that planning aspect in terms of helping motivate individuals? Because many times, if you can take a hard dollar non-deductible cost, mm-hmm. and by presto magic legal tax write-offs, make it income tax deductible, people are more inclined to want to do it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, a certain percentage of your premium is tax deductible to the extent that it exceeds, you know, the federal limit on your AGI. But the point is that for someone who owns a business, for example, it can all be tax deductible. And so, I mean, for somebody who owns a business not to have their own long-term care coverage in place is just, you know, you're wasting the opportunity to get a freebie out of the government.
Now, we've talked about health care savings accounts
HSAs
many times on this program. Mm-hmm. For those that have an HSA,
you can use the
HSA money to pay the premiums tax-free.
And that's 100% tax-free as opposed to some little segment of the premium. So use those HSAs. If you've got one through your employer, in some ways I think that's even more beneficial to you than in some ways the 401k or...
Well, it is. I mean, if you want to do the math, I'm the numbers guy.
You are.
Because it's a top of the line. Mm-hmm. You don't get top of the line deduction on a 401k. So everybody that makes under the Social Security wage base, which is like $127,000, funding your 401k, you still have to pay your 7.65% Social Security, FICA, Medicare on that 120 some odd thousand bucks, 2.9% over that for Medicare. An HSA, it comes off the top. So not only does it save you money as the employee, but it also saves your employer money. Because if it comes off the top, the employer doesn't have to match it.
Which is another reason for people who have this, you know, thought, well, geez, I'll just wait till I'm older. Why do I need it now? I'm young, I'm healthy, I'm working, you know, everything's wonderful. Yeah, well, you won't have the HSA then. So let's stash some dollars in there now and use that to pay for a lower premium because you are young and healthy.
What is the premium differential? You were quoting these numbers. I forgot what you said, but it seemed stunningly high.
Well, I was comparing, for example, somebody who bought the coverage 15 years ago to somebody who buys the same coverage today, and it was about a third back then.
A third of what it costs today
for the same...
What age bracket are we doing, like a 50-year-old, a 40-year-old?
50s, 60s, yeah.
Okay, so that brings up another very interesting question. Mm. Because back in the day, and now it's been a lot of days since I've actually sat around the kitchen table and got jelly on my sleeve with the puppy...
And the elbows.
...biting on my shoelaces and all that stuff. But it would seem to me that people would say... I can't afford it. Mm-hmm. It's never going to happen to me. And I'll just wait till later. Yeah. That was the big one. I know I need this. You've made a good argument, but just wait.
I mean, I talked to a couple weeks ago in their, I want to say their 50s, early 50s. Both of them are uninsurable. So you just don't know what your health is going to be like. You can't promise that you're never going to get sick between now and the time you say, okay, now's the time to get it. And at that point, for all you know, you could have some health issues. And the insurance companies are getting wise to this. They're looking at your medical records.
You have told me that I mm-hmm. am likely uninsurable for long-term care. Mm-hmm. But
You are.
I bought mine about 10 years ago now.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
So I've had it for 10 years. That wasn't when I was 45. I was 47.
Yeah, very good, though. Very good. And your premium today...
I'm also lying through my teeth, but that's a different story.
See, I just bite right on
you. You did.
I was like, anyway.
So you're holding here in your hot little hands mm-hmm. all these tips.
Yes.
All right, so can we close this...
Sure.
segment of the show with some of the tips that you want to leave individuals with since I've stolen the time?
Well, what about the rate increases? Tip number two is what about rate increases? What we know is that the insurance companies have a lot more data than they did 15 years ago about their pricing. They're doing a great job. People are living longer. There's no attrition, meaning people don't lapse those long-term care policies. And they're assuming their reserves are earning zip because that's what they should earn. In today's environment, sadly. Number three tip is, but it's so hard to qualify for it. I have shown over and over and over again, we can put packages together. we can get something in place for you. There's always some level of planning we can do for you.
And it may not be actual insurance.
Yeah.
Coming up next hour, we're going to talk about insurance that's not insurance.
Right.
For medical care coverage. And I would like your opinion on that, by the way.
There's
membership plans
that
have been advertised a lot. And they're very, very attractive from a pricing standpoint.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to find out more about the details behind them. But we're talking about saving $500 to $1,000 a month for a family. That's big money.
That's huge. And then I want to wait till I'm older. We already talked about the fact that you can't guarantee your health is not going to go south on you. But the other thing is the product that you're in love with today probably won't be there later.
Okay. Interesting you bring that up.
Yes.
I have got one of the older, very, very good products.
Great definitions.
With 5% compound growth and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
My company has basically said no mas.
Yeah.
You got 30 seconds. Am I in trouble?
No. No.
No mas.
No mas.
Forget about it. It's an old...
No, I know, but in terms of the...
Am I in trouble, meaning is this company not going to pay the claim?
Oh, no. No. They're fine. They're going to be fine.
And you know which company it is because you helped convince me to buy the stuff.
Waiting until you're older could also mean you're going to lose good definitions. For example,
Can't get that 5% compound anymore.
Can't get that 5% anymore. I have the older contract that says 2 out of 7 ADLs instead of 2 out of 6.
Oh.
So
nah, back at me.
And I have...
I'm out of time. I'm so sorry.
I'm old.
Go to Lynn's website. Will you do this for me, please? And for her? I want my LTC.net. Or just write the number down in your hand and call her. 877-270-3127. We'll be back.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Colonel Sanders from KFC here to talk about the good old days. Well, the good old days are still here in chicken form. Specifically, in KFC's original recipe fried chicken with 11 herbs and spices. Our delicious chicken is still hand-breaded and pressure-fried just like it was then. Get your fill with 2 pieces of my original recipe in a $5 fill-up with mashed potatoes, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink at a KFC near you. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help.
That's 800-716-4650.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, he is a guitar picker extraordinaire. That's Joe Walsh, one of our neighbors here in Southern California. So from Joe Walsh to an endorsement from Bill Walsh, is that a pretty good segue? I don't know. Everybody knows Coach Bill Walsh, right? He's the coach extraordinaire from the San Francisco 49ers and general manager, I might add. And here's what he had to say about our next guest's book, The Secret of Savvy Networking. It is a textbook, current, comprehensive, and a must-read, whether you're building a championship football team or building a career. Joining me on the show, Susan Rohn. Susan, thank you so much for joining us here on The Ray Lucia Show. How are you today?
Well, thank you. It's fine. I love the segue. You know, back in the day, Coach Bill Walsh was an icon, and I, in Secrets of Savvy Networking, I called him the Socrates of mentoring.
Well, and a brilliant, brilliant coach and GM, I might add. Now, I know your other work, How to Work a Room. I'm interested in that because I'm horrible at it. Can you help me?
Absolutely. First of all, that book, I just celebrated 25 years with a new edition, but coming up this November, it's on the bookshelves 28 years.
Well, congratulations on that. Talk to me about it, because my wife always bugs me. She says, well, you're a performer, you're an entertainer, but you go into a social environment and you go to a corner, you find somebody that you know, and you just talk to that person all night long about business.
And that's what a lot of us do. We look for the person that we know, and we stay with them. And interestingly enough, that familiar face gives us comfort, but we'll talk to a person even if we never liked them in the first place. But that isn't the most beneficial, and it's also not the most sociable way to be. So your wife is right. So here's a couple tips. The first thing is, when you go to an event, prepare before you go. You of all people, I mean, really, between what we have now with LinkedIn and Google and Facebook, we're not walking into rooms cold anymore. We can be armed with information, ideas, the news, and we can get to know people and at least the purpose for the event that we're attending. But always, and I know a lot of people know you, Ray, and they know what you do. But having our own self-introductions for the rest of us is really important. We think someone's going to take us around the room and introduce us to everyone, and that doesn't happen. So the first Susan Rowan tip is have your own self-introduction. It's not 15 seconds. It's 7 to 9 seconds.
All right, 7 to 9 seconds. I could probably do that. Is talking politics, religion, and money sort of off the table?
Unless someone pays you to talk about politics. Now, it's a dicey time, but certainly, you know, natural disasters, current events, they are fodder for conversation. Sometimes they can be adversarial, but very often it bonds people. I mean, look what's going on now. I mean, people are coming together to be supportive for the natural disasters and victims of natural disasters around the world. So I think you have to be careful about it. If you come in opinionated, if you come in talking about religion or politics, thinking you're going to change people to your way, I say don't proselytize. It's okay to say, oh, this is your holiday. Can you explain it to me? I'm learning a little bit more about other religions because I have friends of other religions. I certainly want to know something, because I want to be informed and educated. But if I come in saying, you have to be in my religion, that's out. And the same with politics.
Susan Rowan, thank you. That is just brilliant advice. It truly is. You want to read her book, The Secrets of Savvy Networking. You can go to secretsofsavvynetworking.com or Susan Rowan, R-O-A-N-E.com. Now, Susan, we've only got about 30 seconds. You are a sought-after public speaker. Can you just talk about that momentarily, and then we got to run?
Okay, momentarily. I speak at conferences. I speak at corporations. I speak at universities, because everybody wants to know, how do you work a room, meet, connect, communicate, and build relationships? And I love it. I'm a former school teacher, so sharing the knowledge is what I'm about.
Well, I'm a former school teacher myself. God bless. Secrets of Savvy Networking.com, Susan Rowan, R-O-A-N-E.com. Best of luck to you. Thank you very much for joining
us. Thank you, Ray.
All right, have a great day. All right, it's time for some emails. Hit it, fellas. Yeah, so we're going to go to Clark first. Clark asks a good question here. Are my asset management fees deductible for qualified, non-qualified, or mutual funds? Okay, so Clark, a qualified plan means you deducted the entire money going in. And so that fee, whatever fees that are paid, you already got a deduction for the principal. Now, every year, the management fee that comes out is not income tax deductible. However, if you were to have the fee billed separately, this is where a separately managed account can really pay off. If you pay the fee out of your company account or your personal account, the company account, you may get 100% deduction. Out of your personal account, it is a miscellaneous itemized deduction. And you may be able to get some write-off depending on what your AGI is, and depending on what 2% of your AGI is, because the first 2% of miscellaneous itemized deductions you can't take, but anything over that is 100% income tax deductible. So I'm going to say on a qualified plan, no. On a non-qualified plan, possibly. Actually, it's possibly on both, but on a non-qualified plan, it's subject to the miscellaneous itemized deduction rules. So if you have $100,000 invested and the management fees are 2%, you paid them $2,000, that would be deductible only to the extent that $2,000 exceeded 2% of your adjusted gross income. Okay, I am out of time. I'm sorry, Mel, Helen, Tina, others. I will try to get to you in another hour. Now, if you'd like to email me, go to raylucia.com, R-A-Y-L-U-C-I-A.com. Any and all comers, Love to hear from you. RayLucia.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Please tell your friends and neighbors about the program. And in many cities around the country, another hour of Money Power is just ahead. Now make it a great day. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at RayLucia.com.
BizTalk Radio.